Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. And the show is about you. Whatever you want to talk about, go. So take control again. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us on our website. We've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users, all kinds of different things for you to talk about there, including polls. We also have Free Talk Live official polls on that site. You can create your own if you'd like as well. It's basically an open forum, and anything goes in the BBS as well. So log on at freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, we've got a brand new poll.
A very interesting poll.
It's a good poll. I like the poll.
It is a controversial poll. In fact, it has to do with our newest Shriner. You can log on at freetalklive.com and check out our newest Shriner, Lindy. She's in the Shrine of Female Listeners. She's the newest validated Shriner, and you can go see what that's all about again there at freetalklive.com. We created the validation thing originally to prevent fakes, because we knew that over the past couple of years, we'd been sent at least a few fakes from probably just bored guys, bored fat guys sitting around their studios or their offices sending us pictures of women they've never met.
I sent at least five, personally.
you look like a bored fat guy.
I am a bored fat guy, usually.
We think we had, we think we've kind of eliminated the fakes from over the years, so we really believe that every female on the Shrine of Female Listeners is a legitimate listener to the show. Now, the newest one I questioned immediately when I saw this picture. It's a woman holding a piece of paper, an 8.5 by 11 paper, with the words "Free Talk Live Rules
Rocks."
Free Talk Live rocks on it, and it looked like maybe she was really holding the piece of paper in the photo, like she actually was holding a piece of paper, but the Free Talk Live rocks looked like it was computer generated and not in the way of generated and then printed out and then photographed. It looked like it was generated on the computer and
placed on the piece of paper.
Placed onto the picture, like a Photoshop job.
Yeah,
a pretty good one.
My personal opinion.
No, it wasn't good.
No, not really.
First sight, I knew it was a fake.
That's fake.
I thought it was a fake.
Then I'm going to say definitively that it's a fake.
Okay.
And that's I'm stating my own opinion as fact. That's fake.
Now, if it's a fake, it means it's probably been used somewhere else. Because I remember one time somebody posted on the bulletin board system, somebody posted a link to one of the pictures that one of our alleged Shriners had given us
right
elsewhere on the web.
Hmm.
And it was some modeling website or something like
was
that.
Was this one of the plus size models?
No.
Or no?
No.
Okay.
Those women I fully believe were listeners.
One of them I don't believe, only
really?
Because I've seen the catalog that she's in.
Hmm.
And well, that's just, I don't know. I mean,
I got emails from some of them that they made it look like they really were legit.
Okay. All right. I don't know.
Like we were being passed, our show, the link to our show was being passed around throughout this plus size model community.
Well, see, the thing is, the only reason it was weird. You're like, oh, well, here's this one plus size model, and I looked at that picture, and I recognized it right away. I recognized that woman. And the only reason I recognized it was because probably 3 weeks prior, Johnson and I were helping his ex-girlfriend shop for various things online.
Okay.
And so we were looking at plus-size clothing sites.
Well, if she's a plus-size model, it only makes sense that you might have run across
the picture. That was the only one site we saw this picture on. It was just the look on her face is what made me remember the picture, just because the picture is comical.
Got it.
I don't know.
So anyway, we got this new picture. She's holding up this piece of paper. It says Free Talk Live Rocks. We think it's fake, but we figured we'd put it up anyway just to see what you think. So we want you to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out this new photo. Again, her name is Lindy. She's right on the front page.
I don't think you mentioned in any of this monologue that you've gone through that she doesn't have a shirt on.
Well, it seemed immaterial to me. I mean, it's a safe picture.
It's a safe
picture.
There
was an unsafe area. We blurred that out, so it's safe to look at.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah, I blurred the
nipple
region.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely safe to look at. Log on at freetalklive.com. Check it out. We've got the voting there enabled. You just click. If you're not registered for the BBS, you'll have to register. It just takes a minute, 2 minutes, and you're in. And then you cast your vote. Right now, it's, I think it's 6-1 that she's a fake. So if it goes on for about a week, I guess, and it's overwhelming that she's a fake, I think we'll probably have to take her down. Unless I did respond to her, because she sent an email along with it telling us a little bit about herself. She claimed that she was working with a small group in Minnesota, or Michigan, that's where she's from, allegedly. Claims she's working with a small group there that's working to remove the Pledge of Allegiance from government-run schools. Sounded interesting. Sounded a little bit hard to believe. I congratulated her for doing that, if indeed that's true. And I asked her for a second validated picture so we could prove to the listeners that she actually is real and not a fake. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that second picture.
I don't predict I'll even get a response via email, so we'll see. Time will tell, and you can log on to freetalklive.com and check it all out. Check the controversy out for yourself and take part, okay? So there you go, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right. That's freestateproject.org. And last night, we were talking about President Bush's inaugural address. Of course, that happened yesterday, I guess, around noontime. A 21-minute speech. He mentioned the word freedom 27 times. And we only really
liberty
got...
Liberty, like, 17, and tyranny, like, 6.
We only got through this article part of the way. And I think it's important to get through the rest of it because it deserves to be dissected. I mean, not in the way that the journalists, around quotes around that, kind of commentate on speeches. They just basically recap things. Whenever somebody finishes a speech, like the president, they just tell you what you just heard in other words.
Right, exactly. If they listened to that speech, then their recap would be like, well, the president is extremely devoted to freedom and liberty while trying to oppose tyranny.
Yeah, and then they'll repeat how many times he said those words as though it means something that he said freedom 27 times.
I think it does mean something that he said freedom 27 times.
He needs a new writer.
Well, what do you think it means?
I think it means that we're going to invade Iran.
This man is absolutely insane. How the hell would we... No, George Bush.
Oh.
How in the hell does he expect to invade Iran?
I don't know. I mean, I think that he probably intends to prop up, certain factions. Like we were doing in the Western Hemisphere back in the 80s with the Contras and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I think he wants to get back to that kind of...
like CIA kind of underground invasion sort of thing?
Nonsense, yeah.
Mm. Well, actually, apparently George Bush may have said that he is going to invade Iran yesterday during his speech.
Is that right?
If you play it backwards.
Oh, boy.
No, sorry, he mentioned it and I just brought that up in my mind. There's just a list. I saw it online.
You're not a paranoiac, are you?
No. I was looking for stuff to talk about tonight, and I saw this list online of things that this guy picked out of George Bush's inauguration speech if he played certain bits of it backwards. Like, there's this part where George Bush is like, we will encourage reform in other governments by making clear that success in our relations will require the decent treatment of their own people.
He said all that backwards?
No, you take that and play it backwards, and you get heroes, at some point in that.
Oh, okay.
Heroes gonna shell Iran. I know that. I know. It's stupid. It's the stupidest thing
ever. It's so retarded.
Just people are like, I'm going to play it backwards. And then all you hear is just this garbled nonsense. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Someone else, there was another quote, was like, and as hope kindles home, millions more will find it backwards as bombs will make laws. What?
Wait, that first, the regular sentence didn't make any sense.
I know. Backwards, at least it made sense, but I don't think it meant anything.
I see it's from Vancouver, British Columbia. Somebody smoking a little too much reefer when they figured this out, I think. 1-800-259-9231. You just have too much time on your hands when that's the kind of thing you're doing for a hobby, is playing things backwards. We're going to come back, tear apart the rest of his speech. Unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence, So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less gray hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Take control of the show. Hijack the airwaves. We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. If you don't, then that means we have to bring stuff up. And that's okay. We got plenty of prep. Don't forget, you can log on.
You can log on and view the shrine.
That's right.
You should. There's a page on. You should view the shrine. There's a page on there that's full of our female listeners, and you can check them out. There's also a poll that we're pushing right now on the BBS for a potential Shriner. We think that she might be fake.
Well, she's in the shrine for now.
Her shrine membership is under review.
Yeah. Is there a spot to click on her picture
so
right
you can
go vote?
Yes, exactly. You go to freetalklive.com. You'll see her picture front and center on the front page of the site. Click her picture, takes you to the shrine. with a description of what's going on and why we are questioning her photograph. And then right in there is a link to the voting. So it's real easy to get to. And, of course, you can see her full-size picture to analyze it for yourself. Give it a full-on inspection. And, again, that's the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies, if you want to be a part of it, I've actually got a couple other Shriners brewing out there, a couple potential validated Shriners that I'm working via email.
You've got Shriners brewing? What exactly does that mean?
They're in the hopper.
I see.
Yeah. We're working on it. So within the next week, I would say we may have another, a real, legitimate, validated Shriner. Because that's what we're doing. We're questioning Lindy's picture. We think it just might not be a real picture. Now, nobody's actually stumbled across it yet on the internet, and I don't have time to browse through fakersuck.com to actually check for it. Because if it's anywhere, those guys at Fakersuck would have picked it up. So if somebody's bored to tears out there, they should go to fakersuck.com and see if they can find Lindy there. And if you can find her, go ahead and link to it, and I'll pull her off the site. But and also, if the majority of the members of the bulletin board system think she's fake, then probably pull her off the site. But it's controversial, and you should check it out, the Shrine of Female Listeners, at freetalklive.com.
Hold on. So anyone who's got a membership on the BBS can create a poll in any
This is form. Correct.
So does that mean anybody can just who wants a Shriner off the site can go create a poll about whether or not they think she's fake and get a bunch of their friends to vote for it, and you'll just yank her?
No, because this is because we think she's fake. We think there's a real good chance that she's fake. And at first glance, that's how it certainly looks. So we figured we'd put it up. We figured we'd put it up to the membership rather than making an executive decision on this one.
I see. Okay.
Plus, we think we can get some juice out of it, you know? People going and checking out the site.
Exactly.
Spending more time, you know, on the site.
Ogling her picture, et cetera.
Go look at the topless girl. Is she real?
And she's not really. I mean, she's topless, but she's safe. It's a safe picture.
It's a safe topless.
It's okay. You can log on to freetalklive.com.
Still worth looking at, though.
Yeah. Send your kids.
Oh, I didn't say that. See, okay, so we're talking about George Bush and his inaugural address and some of the things that he said last night, and we're just going to just go through some of this and tear it up. And if you want to comment, change the topic, 1-800-259-9231. According to George Bush, it is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world. Can he cite the Constitution on that one? Can he give me the section and the article in our Constitution where it says that we're going to go and support the growth of democratic movements all over the world and ending tyranny?
That's just neocon jargon.
It's gobbledygook. It's just what he wants to do. That's the policy of George W. Bush and not the policy of the United States. I think that if you took a poll of most of the people in the United States, you'd get what you're pretty much getting, and that 50% don't really care for our warring ways, and about 50% don't mind. So, no, the whole of the United States doesn't think that way, not even a significant majority. Not that that matters, because this is not supposed to be majority rule. It's supposed to be a representative republic.
Well, I didn't think, when the two candidates, there were the two major party candidates were running, I sort of thought, well, there's one guy that's going to push the war, and there's the other guy who's going to push the war.
Right.
I didn't think for a moment, it didn't come into my mind, that there's one guy who's going to finish up the war that we've started, and there's another guy who's going to finish up the war we started, and start five more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't think that was going to happen.
I don't understand.
He basically said in the speech, we're going to bring back the draft.
He said that?
I'm just saying that's what has to happen.
At. Okay, like you said, he's suggesting going into Iran. I don't think he actually came out and said that, right? But he's talking about ending tyranny around the world. And I know that most of the other countries in the world sure as hell don't want to get involved. They didn't want to get involved with Iraq. I can't imagine many more of them going to jump on the bandwagon to invade Iran or Kuala Lumpur or whoever.
I'm
Kuala Lumpur's a city.
That's
in
a city, you're right.
Yeah,
Malaysia.
I'm moving. I'm done. If
where are you moving to?
I don't care. Just somewhere that's not under the rule of tyranny.
Well, they're not going to draft you, man.
I know they're not going to draft me. I'm not afraid of fighting. Oh, they're not going to draft me because I'm a fat man. Is that what you're trying to say? I can't run and shoot a gun. You know what? I don't need to take this from you.
Fat people can get drafted, too. There's no exemption for being overweight.
You should have come back with, you're too old to get drafted, Manuich.
No, I don't care.
Actually, according to what they might do is expand the age range for the draft. Make it up to age 35 or so.
Well,
so
I'm draft. I'm rolling down on that too. So.
So very soon you might not be too old to get drafted. But not only that, I could drive an APC. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. You could be the APC.
I could be the APC.
All right. We got to go to the phones because this is the show about you, and then we'll get back to Bushy Boy Keith in Rhode Island, listening on WARL. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Bush is such a I find his speeches and everything about him is just intolerable to me. So I just could not fathom the idea of listening to his cornball inaugural speech. But I did manage to get part of it, and it's funny how he was talking about freedom, and yet just a few yards away, the cops were gassing protesters.
Right.
Oh, such bitter irony.
So there's no freedom for, I guess, freedom does not extend to freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, apparently you're only free in this nation if you agree with George W. Bush.
Apparently, that's his definition of freedom, yeah. But the word democracy, it's the founding fathers, apparently, they went out of their way to avoid using it because the word democracy appears nowhere in the Constitution
right.
or the Declaration of Independence.
So democracy sucks.
Right, it does.
Agree.
It's the weakest, most corruptible form of government there is. And I think that the founding fathers did not want us to become a democracy. Otherwise, they would have. I'm sure they were very familiar with the term. It's been around since ancient Greek times.
Absolutely.
So they didn't intend for us to be a democracy.
They knew that democracy was the tyranny of the majority, the dictatorship of the majority.
Absolutely. And so most, as I just said, the most corruptible form of government there is, because nobody's really in charge and nobody's really accountable.
Down here in Florida, and I'm not sure how it is in other states, but I'm certain most states have some kind of. Messed up system like this somewhere involved. We vote in our amendments by majority. So all you have to do is get like 50,000 signatures on to get an amendment on the ballot, and then a majority of the voters will, if a majority of the voters vote for it, it's then an amendment for the state.
And to be accurate, it seems like the majority of the voters in Florida vote yes on every amendment that's put in front of them.
I'm just wondering is, if they voted to take my house away and give it to the county, could they do that?
Possibly. Apparently, there hasn't seemed to be any sort of restriction on what can be the amendments. Keith, if you have more comments, hang on. Because you did have a short time there. Hang on, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Talking about Bush and much, much more. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You gotta give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll free, 1-800-737-9295 and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295 or go to the website sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tired of your Touareg? Out of love with your Lexus? And lusting for the latest model? Today, a new look means buying a new car. But I'll tell you how the future may change that when we come back. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Today, a trade-in is a trade-off. A new red-hot look for a lot of cold green cash. But in the future, consumers could change body styles without changing their cars. GM President Rick Wagoner hints at a collaboration between large automakers and smaller specialty design companies in which automakers would build the powertrain, that's the engine, transmission, axles, and so forth, and coach builders would fashion the bodies that would snap on to the powertrain. Consumers could then interchange SUV, truck, or car looks while protecting their investments in the mechanical parts of the vehicle. Who said change isn't good? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything. Or you can talk about what we're talking about. In that case, it would be the inaugural speech for Presidente Bush yesterday. And we're going to go through and dissect it and tear it to pieces. And if he says anything good, I'll let you know. But I don't predict that he will be.
No, I don't see anything good coming from this.
Yeah, I predict another 4 years of, well, increasing tyranny and control of the United States populace. And we'll talk more about that, but we're going to get back to the phones here in a moment. Don't forget, you can log on and get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com, and you can also tune in live. So maybe you're visiting some friends or family, and you like the you're listening to the show on a local radio station. You like the show, but it's not on where you come from. You can log on at freetalklive.com and listen to the show live. High-quality streams, and we also have some low-quality streams as well, all there at freetalklive.com.
So pick your favorite stream.
Nothing this show does is ever low quality, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. We strive for the best. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Keith in Rhode Island listening on WARL. Keith, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for holding me over. Yeah, I just had one or two additional points here.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you. Bush talks about, as I said, he seems to have nothing but contempt for the concept of freedom. And as far as democracy is concerned, or liberty, this country gives billions of dollars every year to a despotic regime all over the world, mm-hmm. because they're sympathetic. They basically let Washington call the shots.
And they call it foreign aid, though it's actually helping somebody, except for the politicians across the world.
And don't forget, they steal it from us to give that money away.
Absolutely.
And I may not agree with the policies that they happen to have with Egypt right now, but they're going to give Egypt's the number two country that they give money to.
Yes. And Musharraf in Pakistan and the... Mm-hmm. You know, these Central Asian countries are very cruel. You know, they have these police state, these secret police state procedures. And you know, it's funny how they're all partners in this war for democracy, yet they're the most undemocratic regimes on earth.
And we that's true.
You know, we give them billions of dollars to stay in power. One last thing is that I wonder if anyone still could refer to Bush as a conservative.
Now we're getting into the old, well, defined conservative. I mean, mm-hmm. because it certainly doesn't mean what it used to.
He's a right-wing extremist, but he's no conservative.
Well, I think that I think that Republican in office is completely different than Republican out of office. During the Clinton administration, I would have called myself a Republican. Now, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't agree with the policies that
you couldn't look at yourself in the mirror and do it at least.
It's reprehensible.
The thing is that it took 200 years this country from 1776 to 1980 to accumulate about $800 billion of national debt. It took 200 years to do that. Reagan comes along and he quadruples that triples it in 3 years.
He increased the size of government something like 69%
right.
in his terms.
But what I'm saying is that it took 200 years to accumulate was tripled in the span of just 8 years.
by Mr. Small Government Reagan.
Yeah, right. I can't think of a single government agency that he dismantled.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's the same thing with Bush. These guys are basically tax and spend liberals, but they don't have the guts to identify themselves.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Why is it that the Republican voters haven't figured it out yet? I mean, Manwich, you figured it out. Why is it that the Republican rank and file haven't gotten it through their heads that these people aren't doing anything for smaller government?
It's all about image and perception. They see George Bush. They think he's a good old boy from Texas with the cowboy hat. The reality is he comes from old Connecticut money. He's got really nothing to do with Texas, neither he nor his family. But it's perception that he's one of the good old boys, you know, one of, like, the Duke of the
Pastors. Are we that superficial? Are we that just shallow?
Well, the people that are being targeted by the Republican Party, yes. I believe, you know, Bush just has to mention Jesus once in a while or the Lord, and... You know, they get all excited.
That's where I was just about to go with that. I was going to say, primarily, it's he's a good old boy from Texas.
Exactly.
And he loves him some Jesus.
And it, you know, just tells me that these people are just these people that are voting for George Bush or John Kerry just aren't putting any effort, period, into learning anything about this nation and what it stands for. They just don't appear to care. Apparently, they're all about appearances, like you're saying, Keith.
It is. And the last thing here is that these working-class, middle-class people down south, basically his base is in the South, they're basically voting against their own interests because Bush is actively encourages jobs to go to China. He's actively encouraging American jobs to go to India. Now, he's really no friend of these people that are supporting him.
Well, we should make clear that the reason why American jobs are going to other countries is because of regulation, government regulation that George Bush, Bill Clinton, and everybody else who's playing ball in Washington and your local city and county and state governments are creating. Every new law that goes on the books that regulates destroys jobs in this nation. So it's not the Republicans, it's not the Democrats, it's both of them that are doing that.
I got to agree with you because here in Rhode Island, it's a very it's not at all friendly to businesses, private businesses. There's so much regulation, and it's such so much. It's this bureaucratic regulation and the taxes, and that's why it's very hard to find a good private employer in this state.
It is un-American. It's patently un-American to have all of these regulations. In fact, we mentioned, I guess it was about a week and a half ago, that according to the 2005 Economic Freedom Index by the Heritage Foundation, we've now dropped off the top 10, Keith. We used to be in the top 10 in the world, top 10 countries most economically free. We're now number 12.
Exactly. I didn't realize that, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's not a direction that we want to be going. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. All of our heavy industries, they've been basically driven out of this country by the EPA and OSHA, and you know.
But
so
it's
now,
all for your protection. They're all doing it to protect
the
workers.
Now they're polluting China and Mexico. So Lake Erie is a little bit cleaner than it was 40 years ago, but there's no more industry there.
Well, actually, I mean, that's something else we could get into, because somebody called last night at the very end of the show about private ownership of property versus government ownership of property. If the Lake Erie was privately owned, it would be probably kept pristine. I remember when I was looking around at houses in the Tampa Bay area, and I was looking at this one house, and I walked out back, and there's a beautiful lake out back, butted up right against the backyard of the house. And I asked her, I happened to ask the question, is this a government? I don't know what prompted me to do it. I asked her if this was a government lake. She said, no, it's privately owned. We each own a triangle of it. So it's kind of like a round lake. So they each owned like a pie-shaped triangle of the lake. And they said that they won't let anybody in that lake unless they are an owner of it or unless they have permission from one of the owners. So apparently there were a couple construction guys that were working on a house nearby that spotted the lake and figured they'd bring a dinghy out one day and go have their lunch or try fishing out there. And they threw their asses out of that lake.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's their damn lake and they want to protect it. Government doesn't protect the environment.
You just go to any of these federally run national parks and they're a pigsty.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with you completely about that.
Yeah, and actually, there's some evidence in Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World book. She actually cites hard evidence of, there's some forest somewhere, I don't have it in front of me, I can pull it up if necessary, but there are two forests somewhere in the Northwest. One of them is owned by a company called Cascade Boise, which manufactures paper products, and the other one across the street is the government forest. And she says that it's like night and day, looking on one side of the street and the other. And I don't think I have to tell you which one's in bad shape.
Absolutely not. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for the call, Keith. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. And there's three of us here, by the way. It's Ian, Manwich, and Scott here tonight because it's Scott Fridays. So we're going to come back with more, tear a little bit more bush up. And if you want to change the topic, you can take control at 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. Personal, political, whatever is on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Take control. Don't forget, you can also log on and sign up for the updates. Sent out an update last night, as a matter of fact, announcing our newest Shriner on the website at freetalklive.com. And if you are if you're a member of the updates section, you're the first to hear those kind of things. Any news about the show, anything that we need to communicate to you, best way to do it is via the updates, because then it sits and waits in your email box. You don't have to worry about missing something we say on the air, etc. It's there for you, and it's free at freetalklive.com.
Just in case people don't know, a Shriner is a member of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Thank you.
Not an old guy in a fez.
No. Driving a little car.
Yeah. A little scooter.
Our Shriners are the best kind of Shriner.
Yes. Well, in this case, this Shriner, there's a poll up on the website about her.
That's right.
And we're encouraging our listeners to go on the website, sign up for the BBS. You just have to give, an email address?
That's about it, yeah.
Sign up for the BBS and vote on the picture, because we're deciding whether or not it is a fraud.
Yeah.
It's a picture of a woman who doesn't have a shirt on, holding a sheet of paper up in front
of
her important
parts.
It's
safe.
Right. The important parts. And she's very attractive, and we just...
It was something I immediately questioned when I looked at the picture, and so we wanted to get your input. So log on and cast your vote.
I like how Manwich says she's extremely attractive, and that prompted Ian to immediately say, we questioned it as soon as we saw it, because no one attractive listens to our show. You hear that, women of the
That's
time?
That's not true.
Ian thinks you're all unattractive.
That is not true. You're reading a little bit too much into that statement.
I heard what I heard.
I questioned it based on the way that sheet of paper looked. It just looks fake.
Okay.
So.
Well, I think you're... No, never mind.
1-800-259-9231. All right. Going back to this speech from old Georgie Boy yesterday, his inaugural address. According to him, it's the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world. And we made
the
point.
The policy, it makes it sound like it's written. But no. The only rules we have for governing are the Constitution.
Right.
I mean, them's the rules, right?
Yeah.
And the Constitution says nothing like that.
And the Constitution makes it pretty darn clear that we're actually supposed to stay home. We're supposed to just kind of enjoy our freedoms here and maybe be a little bit defensive with our military, but that's about it. In fact, it doesn't even say we should have a standing military, does it?
No, it's...
It encourages us to not.
Right.
So, George Bush needs
standing
a...
Standing Navy, though.
Maybe we should
Need
have
both,
a,
I guess.
Maybe we should have a basic remedial course for all presidents and all people in Washington, D.C.
George needs a civics class.
Constitution 101 or something like that.
That's right. It should be part of the requirements. Once you're elected president, you're required to take Michael Badnarik's Constitution class.
Yeah, or at least take a little quiz or something before you can run for office or something like that. I mean, this man is crazy. Anyway, he also said this in his speech, quote, "We will persistently clarify the choice before every ruler and every nation, the moral choice between oppression, which is always wrong, and freedom, which is eternally right." Now, that sounds so nice. Oppression, always wrong. Sure, I agree with that. Freedom, always right. Eternally right. Agree with that. But the problem is, we're being oppressed. I am oppressed. Now, why am I oppressed? Well, it's because I have to pay taxes. And it's because of all these laws and all these regulations and all these things that the government forces down my and every other citizen in this country's throats. You have to do this. You have to do that. The fact that I have to do it, according to the government, means I'm partially, at least, a slave. And if I'm a slave, then I'm being oppressed. Because I didn't sign a deal saying that I was going to play by their rules. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm not going to go out and steal people's things, harm their families, harm their property, or anything like that. And so, therefore, I should stay out of the purview of the government altogether. They should have no business with my business. But they insist to. They demand it.
Well, it's grown to be such a huge entity that's so pervasive in our lives. That's not the way it was designed.
No.
It wasn't supposed to be such a big deal. I mean, they were supposed to be part-time politicians.
They were supposed to go up there a couple times a year and meet,
yep,
and make a couple, janitorial decisions, basically.
Have lunch and, make a couple decisions.
Right.
They're drunk with the heady power of political power, yes.
The heady power of power. Yeah, really.
And the first part of this statement that he says, we'll persistently clarify the choice before every ruler and every nation. So, George Bush is going to put a choice before every ruler of every nation between, as he puts it, oppression and freedom. Now, whose business is it again? How is it George Bush's business what these other countries do? Again, is that in our Constitution somewhere that we should be going in front of them with two different options and saying, go ahead, pick one. Go ahead. See what happens.
No, not supposed to do that.
No.
And here's the other thing is, I support freedom and, a republic in every country in the world. I think it's great. I think they should all have it.
Yes.
And my belief is sort of a social Darwinist belief.
Mm-hmm.
We had a despotic ruler in this country. His name was King George. And we
Ironically
hated...
enough, we have another one.
We hated him. And...
Yeah. For 1% taxes.
1% taxes, we had the Boston Tea Party. We decided to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of feel like that was our place and time to break free. I don't feel like you can give freedom to someone. I feel like they have to claim it.
You can't force it on them. That's what he's claiming.
I don't think you can give it to them.
No, that's true. But they have to, they have to want it for themselves. And the only way they're going to...
They have to want it enough for them to value
it. To revolt.
Because our freedom is very valuable to us.
You're absolutely right. And but well, to us, at least, well, in this room,
in this room,
I don't know about the rest of America. 1-800, we're losing it. 800-259-9231. We're losing our minds and our freedom. 800-259-9231. It's all because of big government. We're going to come back with more. Tear up a little bit more of this speech. Actually, there's some more. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Here for another couple hours, actually. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
You're bobbing your head there.
Scott, I'm getting into this bed. I'm digging it. It's nice.
Good. You know what it is?
No, and I don't care.
Okay. I'll leave it alone.
I care.
It's the theme to Escape from L.A. by Rob Zombie.
I see.
I mean, as far as like wanting to bop up and down to it, I didn't care what it was.
I didn't just say my name, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is Manwich.
Here we go again.
Did you know, speaking of John Carpenter movies, did you know they're remaking Assault on Precinct 13?
I've never even heard of that to begin with.
Really?
So, yeah.
You're kind of like an old school movie kind of guy, though, aren't you? You watch the weird stuff.
Kind of, yeah, but I've never been a big John Carpenter person.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
You should see Assault on Precinct 13. It's one of his first films. I mean, he made it on a shoestring budget. And it's shockingly good, considering it's back when he was a good director, and now he's kind of, jumped the shark, as they put it.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that mean?
Well, I don't know if a person so much can jump the shark as a production can.
Okay.
It's a term that's used when you're watching, primarily it's used for TV shows, when you're watching a television series, and you see when it hits its peak of greatness and then just slides downhill from there,
uh-huh.
The moment where it made that transition from being at its most highest wonderful pinnacle to its slow downward descent is called jumping the shark.
Like on sitcoms, it's usually when someone gets pregnant.
Or when or when Ted McGinley joins the cast of the program.
Well, who's the guy who's on Mirth on Mort and Mindy?
Jonathan Winters?
Yeah, he was. That was awful. it was a terrible, terrible thing.
You actually said, Manwich, now that you bring that up, Manwich the other day in the studio, he did something he didn't like, and he actually called out, Shazbot!
That's great. Well,
it's my... it's since I'm on the air, I don't say F, S, or
you didn't do it on the air.
Either of the C words ever.
It was off the
air. I don't say them.
Oh, ever. Okay,
it's my my goal not to say them.
Right.
So I've often come up with words that are benign
the replacements
to replace them. But it was a joke, like saying Shazbot is kind of funny.
No, it wasn't. You meant to do it.
Right, but it
was involuntary.
Originally, it was a joke. And then somehow or another, I assimilated it into now I say Shazbot instead of the S word. So, yeah, it's sad.
That's
it's
great.
Really sad.
Next, you'll be drinking with your finger.
Man, it's been a long time since I've seen
supply.
That show.
Fly, be free!
Didn't they just put Alf out on DVD, too?
Yes, they did. Alf also has a talk show. Have you seen that show?
Really?
Alf has a talk show on Nick and Knight TV Land. He has a...
Like a half-hour show?
Like a half-hour talk show with Ed McMahon as his co-host.
It sounds like it'd be better than Alf the show, personally.
Really? Was it the same dude who's doing the voice?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, the
well,
same
he needs
puppet,
some work anyway, doesn't he?
The same puppet and the same guy doing the voice and everything, and then Ed McMahon is his sidekick.
Ed McMahon is ancient. I can't believe he's still on TV. Man, I thought he was just going to do the Publisher's Clearinghouse for the rest of her life. Or his life. What am I saying? Her life. Sorry.
And he's actually retired from that Publisher's Clearinghouse thing and is doing the... Alex Trebek or Dick Clark or one of those two is doing it now. Not Publisher's Clearinghouse, but, oh, God, what was it? Yeah, Ed McMahon retired from the Publisher's Clearinghouse thing, and I think Alex Trebek is doing that. And then he retired from the insurance company thing, and Dick Clark is doing that one.
You just get all kinds of interesting info here on Free Talk
Live. That's why Scott's here. He knows all this stuff about personalities that I don't know nor care, really.
Is the Alf thing any good?
No.
Okay.
The Space Ghost thing is pretty funny.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Come back with more. Hour number two next. If you're